That's Niles Barclay. Now, one group locally who are always working hard to raise money to help individuals in need or organisations in our community is the Lions Club of Brentwood. And they've got one of their most popular fundraising events of the whole year coming up next weekend. President of the Lions, Martin Hardwick Smith, is with me to talk about next Sunday's Donkey Derby in Stock. Good morning to you, Martin.
Hello, Alan.
Good to see you. As I was saying earlier, we were hoping to be joined by Kelly Fisk, whose little girl has cerebral palsy, and you're raising a lot of money towards an operation for her. Unfortunately, Kelly couldn't make it, but I was fascinated to hear Sadie's story. We'll talk about the Donkey Derby in just a moment, but maybe you could tell us a little bit about Sadie. What I was going to ask Kelly was about how she was born, because I think Kelly and her husband were in Spain on holiday at the time, weren't they?
Yes, that's the story. They were on holiday. Had a quick a twinge or two. They were flown back quickly so she could give birth locally.
It was a special flight put on by the holiday insurance, I think, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it was. Yes, there were complications.
Literally rushed back.
Sadie is their second child. They've got an older brother, Ben, who was on holiday with them. No problems there. When they came back, it was shortly afterwards that they were told that she had developed cerebral palsy. Now, there are many types of cerebral palsy. This particularly affected her leg muscles, and they found she was unable to stand. Since that time, and she's just about 3 years old now, they've had intensive physiotherapy, injections of Botox. And really, their aim was to get Sadie to walk. That needed a specialist operation. There's only one surgeon in the UK that performs those operations. He's in Great Brompton Street. And, of course, the Children's Principal Hospital, GOSH, is where they go. They have the intensive physio at Brentwood Community Hospital. I personally got to learn about position by reading articles in the Gazette where Mark and Kelly, the parents, have set about raising money for this. It's quite an immense sum. It's a specialist operation. It's not an accepted procedure as such in the NHS. You can't go out and say, can I have one tomorrow? There is a lot of preparation for this, certainly to get the individual to a position where the operation is going to be of a benefit. There's intensive care, Botox injections up there to build the strength up. And also, she's got to be around about four and a half before the doctors believe that she's suitable for the operation.
So this will be about a year's time?
It's about a year's time, but I mean, they only learned this sort of last week. They had an assessment up at Great Ormond Street. Where she was considered suitable for the operation. Again, remember, it's cerebral palsy can affect an individual in many ways. Sadie, fortunately, is a very bright individual. She understands what's going on around her. Her brother Ben is very supportive, and he goes to Stock Preschool, which is where Sadie wants to go. So the aim, let's say, of Mark and Kelly was to stand up for Sadie so she could walk to a first day at school.
Stand up for Sadie. I've got a friend whose daughter was recently at Great Ormond Street and looked after very, very well. So I'm sure that Sadie's going to be in great hands. How much does the operation cost? Not available on the NHS, as you said, so that's out of the question. Well, so it's a question of raising the money to pay for the operation directly.
It is. I mean, what we have learnt is that within that, let's say we've got a year now, having been accepted by the surgeons and the care team there, it may be possible. We don't know. I mean, you always plug away at these things. But round about, let's say, the operation itself, round about 30,000 to 40,000 currently.
Wow.
But then there is something like 6 months before and, well, 6 months after of intensive physio care to, let's say, the operation entails cutting some nerve ends of muscles. Now, it's not that mapping of the leg nerves takes quite a while. That's the preparation work. And what it's got to do is to balance each side of the leg so the muscles support.
Mm.
The physio then is to strengthen those muscles. It's it's an operation once done, can't be repaired. So you've got to be spot on to decide to take the operation, and also the surgeon, who Mr. Aquilina, who's the only one who does the operations in the UK. He's trained with in the US with the leading surgeons there, who so it's more routine to do that operation in the UK, in US than the UK.
So just to be clear, there's not a cure for cerebral palsy, is there? This this isn't a cure as such. It is purely to enable Sadie to walk.
Yes.
So very, very worthwhile thing to do. Now, where do the Brentwood Lions fit into this?
Well, we became aware of, let's say, through articles that funds was being raised, and one of our members, whose children also go to pre-stop school, spoke to Mark and Kelly and how they were getting on. Mark and Kelly are a very determined couple. Faced with this challenge, they've put on golf days. Mark has run round, swum and done lots of things for sponsorship. They have an annual dance, summer ball, that's raised money, and he's got a program for that. So they were, and the present Botox physio is quite expensive. They've set up their own gift aid page, which is Just Giving, Stand Up for Sadie. Money's collected there. It's monitored by by a charitable trust, and they draw upon it when they need to pay for the physio. The Fisk family, and that's granddad, everyone around there, has also put a lot of time and help into running what they do. They've done a fun day. We came in to say, right, this is quite an enormous sum. We would like to help. We can help by, let's say, pledging money to it again once the ultimate sum is realised for the operation. Mark's got an excellent program of support there. Now, we have in the past in our Donkey Derby supported monies to raise computer equipment for the Adams brothers. That was 3 years ago, and that was over 13,000. But we work with our sister clubs and brother clubs, be it Rotary, Brentwood Lions, Billericay Lions, Chelmsford Lions, are all, let's say, have funds which they could put into a local cause. And we're looking for things that really slip through the normal things. It's unfortunate the NHS is so hard pressed, and the operation isn't a norm. There are quite a lot of children born with cerebral palsy, different types. We thought we could help. And actually, all the club wants to help.
I think it's absolutely fantastic what you're doing. They're a local family, aren't they?
Yes, Margaret.
So very, very worthwhile. And next week's Donkey Derby, they are going to be the main beneficiaries of this. The Stand Up for Sadie Fund.
Yes, I mean we collect for other worthy causes, and we get support from lots of charities who turn up on the day. But this is our principal aim, to support that. And again, it's a great event. I'm here to drum up some interest in it, so I'll tell you that later. Mark, Kelly and Sadie and Ben are turning up there to help our fundraising. We just need a little sunshine.
Look, we'll come back and find out more about what the Donkey Derby is all about. Many people will have been over the years, but some people may wonder what on earth we're talking about. It's a very, very good event coming up next Sunday to raise some money for Sadie and that life-changing operation, Stand Up for Sadie. Other local causes as well. Martin, we do need to take a break first, though.
Phoenix FM.
You're with Alan Johnson and the Feel Good Saturday until 12 o'clock. Steve and Aaron will be here as usual with Between the Lines after midday. But at the moment, I'm catching up with the Brentwood Lions, and in particular talking about their Donkey Derby, which is taking place in Stock next Sunday. Martin Hardwick-Smith, the president of Brentwood Lions, is with me. Martin, you've been telling me the fascinating story of this little girl, the 3-year-old girl, Sadie Fisk from Margaret fretting, and her parents working really, really hard to raise money for this operation so that she can have this very rare operation and all the treatment before it and afterwards as well, so that she can walk. Sadie with cerebral palsy. The Donkey Derby is going to be supporting Stand Up for Sadie to get some money towards that operation. Tell us about the Stock Donkey Derby. I know it's very, very popular, and you've been doing this for a few years now, but some people will be listening who won't have heard of it or won't know what it's all about. Tell us what's going to be going on next Sunday.
Right, the actual Donkey Derby is going on for... It's the 21st year. Brentwood Lions took it over in 2003. Donkey Derby, it is a race of donkeys. It started off with eight donkey races. You've got seven donkeys in a race. The jockeys are youngsters who hopefully bring on their own hard hat, but we run, a tote on that. There are donkey rides on that, but... Having expanded on that, we have a full fun day. We have barbecues, a licensed bar, inflatables. What we have expanded on this year and last year is we have now presentations by local dance theatres, and these have children from, let's say, 4 up to 18. We've got two very well-known acts lined up with the gates open at the event from 12 o'clock. At about 12:40, we got a presentation from Windmill Theatre Group, very well known here locally. And to close it off, we have the Bilar Dance Theatre, again well known in Billericay and Benfleet. They're bringing their whole troupe along, and it should be very entertaining. The youngsters' ability is really amazing, and we certainly brought a lot more interest to the event by staging the presentations. They will have workshops throughout the afternoon, so any budding Lotharios can have a go, be signed up. The other events there, we've got sideshows, charity stalls, quite a lot. And we've got a glorious setting where in the Stock Road, we give permission by the owners of a small airfield there. So everything's off the road. There's plenty of free car parking. There is an admission fee because, again, it's our aim to raise as much as possible for charity. The Lions Clubs do not take any expenses, do not take any profits. What we collect locally, we hope to give locally. And it's finding good causes like Sadie, but also we support the Remus Animal Sanctuary. The hospice is locally, Farley Hospice, the Leukemia Research Fund, who again turn up on the day. There are increase this year, we've put a section in for classic cars static display. Now, it's free entry here. From 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, we're inviting members of the public to bring their cherished and polished vehicles along, sit and display them. At 12 o'clock, of course, when the public come in, everything's got to be stopped. But we've got estimates of perhaps 100-plus vehicles.
Do people need to let you know if they want to bring their vehicles along, or
yes,
can they just turn up?
Well, I think you can just turn up. That we've got help from the Air Cadets in Billericay, various Scouts groups to arrange the parking. There is no fee for coming in. I've been to some displays recently, and there's an enormous amount of interest in this. And some of the cars, you wouldn't believe how that they existed. But a very good afternoon, and lots to see there. So you can phone up. Go to our website. We have details here. But if you can turn up between 10 and 12, you'll
certainly
get onto the field.
Certainly before midday.
Yes.
Just going back to the donkey rides themselves, Martin, these are for the children.
Yes.
So what is the age limit, the lower and the upper age limit there? Is there a restriction?
There is a restriction, which I think if I look through my little notice.
Okay. Well, while you're doing that, do just remind us where it's actually taking place
right.
Next Sunday.
Okay. We're at postcode CM49PD, which is at Brock's Farm, Ingatston Road, Stock. You can come up from Billericay or down from Stock. There are lots of signposted to send you along to the field. I expect to see you from 12 onwards. You can get a meal there, a drink, and some good entertainment.
And it's not just the Donkey Derby, is it? Because you've got something else coming up a little bit, in a month or two. You've got a variety evening.
Yes, this is at the Masonic Hall in Shenfield. We've got a singer who's Phil Cavell, quite a high, well-known profile for us. He's a West End entertainer and a nationally known comedian, Andy Pugh.
So that's going to be a good night. When is that?
That is going to be the 7th of November, Saturday.
It sounds a long way off. It's not far, is it now?
It's not far. I think that people we'll keep plugging it on our website, which is brentwoodlions.co.uk.
Nice and easy. And you have lots of other events through the year. You're very well known in Billericay for the Christmas collections as well.
Yes, the two Lions clubs, our sister club in Billericay, goes around the suburbs and the streets of Billericay. We do the same in Brentwood. We also have a pitch in the High Road with a static sleigh and Father Christmas, and we're collecting probably the 3 weeks before Christmas. We've collect around about 2,500, which is quite a lot of money when it's all in coins. Our treasurer loves people giving him jars of copper.
Well, it's all money, isn't it?
It is.
It all adds up.
Well,
it's
so nice when someone says, I've been saving this all year for you.
And what about membership? Because you do so much. I mean, next week's Donkey Derby sounds like a phenomenal amount of work to organise something like that. You must always be looking for new people to join you.
Yes, certainly. I mean, if you have some time and a willingness to, let's say, get involved in things, we have two meetings a month. One, which is a dinner meeting held in the Reed Rooms in Billericay, and a business meeting where we discuss what we're going to do, what we want to collect, and that's held in the Bear in Stock. To contact us, again, it's through the website. But if you'd like to come along on Sunday to the Donkey Derby, approach any of the Lions, they'll be well identified, and say, well, what's it all about? And you'll get an earful.
Excellent. That'd be a good way of people coming along to meet up with you. Look, we know that the donkey rides are for the children. I think the full details probably are on the website, aren't they? Brentwoodlions.co.uk.
Yes.
Time has got the better of us, Martin, but thank you so much for popping in this morning. Very best of luck. Oh, and you've got something else there that you're showing me.
No, I was going to say riders.
Oh, the riders. Okay.
Quick. If you're between 10 and 15 years old and below 45 kg weight, you're welcome to ride in the races, but you must have your parents' permission and, if possible, your own hard hat.
And I guess ideally if you've ridden before, but if not, then you can take part as well.
Yes, yeah. We have St. John's Ambulance on in case if we have bee stings or a little tumble. But we never had one in the last 21 years, so
fantastic.
We're quite safe.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Loads more things taking place next Sunday besides the donkey rides as well. So it's not just the Donkey Derby taking place. A really, really fun day out for the whole family. Do get along there and in aid of some very worthwhile local causes, including the Stand Up for Sadie appeal. Martin, thank you so much for joining us. Pop back and see us again soon, won't you?
I will, Alan. Thank you very much.